Five Chinese nationals and three Ghanaians have been arrested by the Forestry Commission in the Amanxie Central District of Ashanti for illegal mining in the Apamprama Forest Reserve. In an interview with Radio Ghana, an executive director of the Forestry Commission, Raphael Yeboah, said the eight individuals who are currently in police custody will soon be processed for court. He said the commission will leave no stone unturned in protecting the reserve, which remains rich in gold deposits. He spoke to Ibrahim Kwating.
The forest reserve we are talking about is Apamprama Forest Reserve, the Amanxie Central District near Bekwai, Ashanti. And for about 1.5 months ago, we observed that some unknown persons have parked two excavators just outside the forest reserve. And my men had been monitoring what was going on until the 29th of January, that last Friday. They moved the machine in and started mining illegally with the assistance of some Ghanaians. And so on Saturday morning, the team arrested five Chinese nationals and three Ghanaians for unlawful entry into the reserve and causing some damage to the forest reserve by excavating some holes. But I wish to put on record that since we were very vigilant and monitoring their move, they hadn't caused so much destruction or damage to the forest yet. So as we speak now, the eight people are currently in police custody in the Bekwai District Police Station and are being processed for prosecution to serve as deterrents for others for similar offences.
Is this the first time people have entered into the reserve to mine?
No, about 7 months ago, some number of Chinese people with some excavators, seven excavators, this time with the assistance of the 4th Battalion of Infantry, were arrested and prosecuted for a similar offence. And that one, the destruction was about 2 hectares of the forest reserve.
What do they go there to mine in the first place?
It's gold. They are doing alluvial mining and surface mining in this forest reserve. The reserve is rich in gold deposits, and that is what they are trying to mine.
You stated that, but for the vigilance of your men, these Chinese nationals and Ghanaians would have made a lot out of the forest. Meaning that the moment you go to sleep, people can take advantage and then mine in the Apamprama Forest Reserve. So what sustainable mechanisms are you putting in place to ensure that people do not have access to the forest in the first place?
The first place, what we're trying to do is at least intensify our patrols over the area. There is very little in terms of fencing or anything of the sort towards them up. And you know that these gold deposits, once they are there, will continue to be there. Meanwhile, by land use, we are not going to permit mining in the forest reserve until the policy changes that. That is what is supposed to be useful. So what we're trying to do is increasing our patrol and surveillance of the place. We now have a rapid response that are also somehow armed with pump, because most of these people are armed to the teeth. And also, thirdly, what we're trying to do is that some of these people, when we send them to court and prosecuted recently, some instances that we had at Nkariye District, the fines were so big, about 109,000 Ghana, and they were also ordered to rehabilitate the destroyed area. So we believe that some of these is coupled with the assistance of the local people, the communities, the political districts, and who are both responsible for the rec-sec and the dissect. If they assist us with the local security under their ambit, we could actually make a progress in protecting this area.